Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580 on a Wednesday morning. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. A quick look at the forecast for the day in the Urbana-Champaign area. 60% chance of coverage of thunderstorms are likely later this afternoon, a high of 84 degrees. And then tonight, thunderstorms may continue in the area with a low of 61. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rainfall and thunderstorms, a high of 82. Here's what the numbers are trading like in Chicago for the CME Group. July futures for the soft red winter wheat at 634 and three quarters are now down 6 1/4. July corn futures at 468 are a penny and 3/4 lower. December at 464, down 1 cent. And March at 474, 3/4 of a cent lower. July soybeans at $14.84 and 3/4 down 4. And the August at $14.17, down a penny and 3/4. November beans at $12.32 and 3/4, 6 cents lower on the day. January of next year at $12.38, down 6 1/4. Bean meal is $1 lower for the day, and bean oil down 17 cents. Live cattle at 37.5 cents higher, 135.97 and a half. In the June, August feeders at 195.17 and a half are up $1.67 and a half, and lean hogs at $113.72 and a half are down $2.77 and a half. On the phone line for this Wednesday morning is Jackie Vay. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County to take a look at the futures markets. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
How are you today?
Well, I'm good. Surprised to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to be here on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at the futures markets. Lots of things have been happening. Maybe we should start with yesterday's crop progress report. Finally, farmers have caught up, even in the northwestern corners of the Corn Belt.
Well, I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me how we can make progress. When you look at North Dakota, we were up 50% over the week before, and we're at 67% planted right now versus 75 on average, which who would have thought that that was even possible? Minnesota's 81 versus 92, Wisconsin 67 versus 80. Those northern states were just a hammer in. And making tremendous, you know, tremendous improvement over where they'd been. Same thing in beans. I mean, when you look at North Dakota, picked up 26%. They're 31 versus 45, and Minnesota 49 versus 67, Wisconsin 39 versus 50. So really good. And, you know, the other thing crop progress brings us, of course, is wheat condition, and that improved for the first time in a long, long time. And One of the rules of thumb that I use as I watch everything is pasture condition, you know, because it gives you a pretty good overall look for the whole United States, basically, wherever there's pasture land. And that improved, too, last week. So it does tell you we did get some beneficial rain.
Yeah, the rainfall over parts of Texas and Oklahoma last week. I don't know that it'd be much good there, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about the conditions in those areas. But the further north you went in those hard red winter wheat country, the more likely they had a little rainfall that helped improve that crop, I suppose.
Oh, no question. You know, when you looked at, if you look at Texas and Oklahoma, it was, you know, it's certainly too far for wheat already, you know, for any kind of rain to really help them. In fact, rain now becomes maybe more of a negative than a positive. But when you looked at Kansas, Nebraska, all of those areas really benefited from the rain. And so, you know, all along the guys have been saying, hey, you know, we're a rainfall away from maybe being able to, well, they used to say 60 bushel wheat, but a few weeks have gone by since then. So they've dialed that back, but they're thinking more in the 40s now. And so that would be a lot better than what we had anticipated was going to be.
Now let's turn your attention to the oil seeds, where soybeans have landed on U.S. coast again, and they came from South America.
Yes, they certainly have, you know, and thank the Lord that we still have China buying new crop. They came in today and bought 110,000 metric tons. I truly believe, Todd, by the time we get done, we probably are going to be at that 90 million metric ton or 90 million bushels of beans coming in to the U.S. like the USDA is actually put out there, you know, and if you look at that, that says to us that that will probably not allow us to get as high on old crop beans as what we would have liked to. I think one of the things that was interesting when you looked at new crop beans, if you stepped back last Friday and took a good look at where, you know, beans were rallying really strong, we were moving forward. And if you just look 2 weeks before that, we were doing exactly the same thing in corn. And then corn dropped over 40 cents. Boom, just like that. And, you know, it's a pattern. You know, the trade tends to pay very close attention. Corn is always the first one to respond to planting. And then 2 weeks later, we start to really focus on beans. And I think that's what we saw happen yesterday, a tremendous amount of shift in focus. In fact, the funds were sellers of all commodities yesterday, all the grain commodities.
Okay, so this tells me a couple of things potentially, and maybe you can add some to this process so that as you look forward, if you're thinking the $90 million will come in on old crop soybeans, that means that you're considering the 130 million bushel carryout USDA has, at least at this point, probably fairly accurate. And under normal conditions, we should see a drop, and you would think that that would start now in the soybean price. How far down?
I would, first of all, I'd take one step back and say the $130 million I don't ever consider to be accurate. Okay? and the reasoning behind that is just because of the fact that, you know, we need to be considered a reliable exporter. And if we get too far down, that we lose that status, and we can't afford to do that. So I think from that perspective, but we'll, you know, we'll work with it. It's more the perspective of the way the trader looks at things.
Wait. Let me back up. You think it's higher or lower than that?
Lower.
Okay.
I've always believed it was lower than that, and I continue to believe that. But I don't think we'll ever see it. And I do believe that that's just because we need to keep a certain image of being a reliable exporter. We've seen what's happened in the past to other countries that didn't do that, and so I don't like to believe that we have to trump that number. But I believe if we do, it's being done for a good reason. At the same time, how low? Well, when I look at July old crop beans, basically, 477 is the 62% retracement of the move from 1441 and three quarters up to 1536 and three quarters. So, you know, that's not that far away. We went down to 1482 and three quarters today. If we go below that, well, you know, then it gets to be a little bit tougher situation, and now we're starting to look back at that 1441 and three quarters on new crop beans. 1223 is the 100 week moving average, and so you know we're in that neighborhood we went down to 1231 today, and so you know we just sit back and we've got to recognize, you know, that these are areas and this is the time of year, especially if we get some beneficial rain, that the market usually sells off. So you know it's opportunity. Dave and I talked about it last week. You know, do we need to do something if we haven't? Well, you know, for most guys you talk to, $12 is a pretty good price for November beans. And it could be much worse than that because the reality is we're probably going to pick up acres. Last Friday, guys in Minnesota were talking like crazy switching from corn to beans. And so, you know, you look at that big picture and you just say you got to protect yourself.
You think, given how much they caught up, that they really are switching?
Well, I think in some areas. Yes. It just depends upon where you're at. A lot of the catching up, I believe, was done more in the central to southern part of Minnesota is where they really were hammering. That central to northern part of Minnesota is still struggling yet in some respects, and that's where I would expect that we would see some of the bean shifting going on from corn. But, you know, the reality is, Todd, we've got guys down here in Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa who've actually added corn acres over and above what they thought they were going to do. Much to my shock, you know, to be absolutely honest with you, when you look at the ratio between beans and corn. But it's been done, and so, you know, until we get that number at the end of June, we're just going to have to believe that everything's the way it is and that we're probably still going to pick up a million bean acres down the road.
Hey, thanks much, and we'll talk with you again during the closing mark report this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
That is Jackie Veig. She's with Stuart Peterson. Joins us on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the commodity markets as they trade in Chicago at the CME Group. Nearby contract for the soft red winter wheat, by the way, is down 6 3/4. Corn is trading 1 to 2 cents lower. Beans down 0.5 to down 6.5. For the day, live cattle futures are up about 25 cents for the day. Feeder cattle are up $1.65, and lean hogs are now down the limit, $3 lower at $113.50.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Now, some of the outside markets as well. July crude oil at $103.62 a barrel is down 49 cents. Gasoline trading at $2.99. That's on the wholesale price for the RBOB. That's 0.4 cents lower. And ethanol futures is up 2 cents, $2.33.08. Natural gas at $4.56.04, up 5 9 cents. And diesel fuel, or ultra-low sulfur diesel, at $2.92.02, a penny and 7 cents lower. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.